Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to talk to you about the ins and outs of sending a newsletter, a monthly newsletter to past clients. The whole goal of doing this is to stimulate referrals from your past clients. And I'm sure you'll tell me, as most attorneys have told me, that referrals make the best clients. They have the least resistance to paying your retainer fees. They have the least resistance to hiring you. In many cases, they're pre-sold on hiring you because they've used you in the past or they were recommended by a friend, family member, church member, associate, someone at work. And so again, they come pre-sold, and your job is not nothing to convert them, but it's easier than it would be with a cold person. They may not know you and not feel like, you know, there's nothing special about you yet until you've spoken to them if you're cold. So people are coming from a place of suspicion quite often. All right, so how do you increase the number of referrals you're getting from past clients? Well, the way most attorneys do it is just hope that they'll get referrals. You know, if I do a good enough job, then I'll get referrals. Some attorneys, what they'll do is they'll take it a step further and they'll send out Christmas cards to their past client list. That's a great first step. But let me show you how to make that a lot better. So what you want to do is you want to send a monthly newsletter to your past clients. There's really two ways to do this, either through email or through physical paper mail. Now, there's trade-offs in doing both. Physical paper mail is going to cost you a lot more money. It'll probably cost about $1 per person per month. If you send a regular stamped envelope, it could be cheaper, you know, maybe 50 cents with paper and everything, maybe 55 cents. So if you have a list of 200-300 past clients, you know, you're probably going to spend $200 a month to mail them. But if you did this for a whole year and you spent 12 times 200, $2,400, and you got two referrals that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten, well, then it starts to pay for itself and then some. And a lot of times when attorneys do this, over a period of months, you know, 6 or 7 months, they really build up a good presence in the mind of their past clients, and they start to get far more referrals than just two a year. I've spoken to some attorneys that get, you know, every month, 3 or 4 people that are referrals. If you get just two a month, let's say you get one a month, that's 12 referrals a year. If you charge $2,000 for an average case, that's $24,000 a year just by sending a newsletter. Now, if you want to do it through email, it's going to be a lot cheaper. You still need an email program that'll orchestrate the email and go out to several hundred or several thousand people at once. And you want to do this every month. So there'll be some minor cost associated with an email program. They can run anywhere from $50 to $200 a month for a program that'll do this for you. But the problem is with email is they don't get opened nearly as much as letters get read. Typical open rates for email for a decent list are 10 to maybe as much as 20%, but that's about it. For direct mail, they can easily be as high as 70 or 80%, sometimes more than that. So you're going to get a lot more readership if you send direct mail versus email, but email, in a lot of cases, can be a lot cheaper and reach people. Then there's always the case where you may not have physical addresses for your past clients, or you may not have emails for your past clients. You know, it depends on the practice area. Some practice areas, you know, like criminal defense, people tend to move and not be as stable as other areas, maybe bankruptcy as well. So you just got to look and see what data do you have. Now, your effort doing this, it's all going to be really upfront, is to get your files out and have your secretary get your past list of, let's say, the past 2 or 3 years. That's probably the sweet spot. I wouldn't go back 5 or 10 years because the clients are so old. It's very likely they've moved, changed email, you know, changed physical address and all that. So 2 or 3 years back is really the sweet spot. But, you know, average attorney doing, let's say, you know, 80 cases a year, that's 160 to 240 people. So let's say 200 people on average. That's a pretty good base to start with to get referrals. Now I'm going to show you a trick on what to do to really get a great jump start on getting referrals. But before that, I want to talk about some of the reasons why attorneys won't do this. So sometimes they feel like they're bugging people to send them something once a month. Now, we found through testing that once a month is a good sweet spot. More than that, yeah, you could be bugging people. Less than that, you're really not in their minds enough to make an impact. Quarterly is not enough. Yearly is certainly not enough. You really want to be in their minds monthly. Another misconception is that attorneys want to send out a newsletter that's based on their practice area. Let's say DUI, bankruptcy, personal injury, etc. You got to realize, through no fault of your own, no matter how much your clients love you, they hope they never hear from you again, because you were there to help them through a negative time in their life, and they don't want to be reminded of that negative experience. Divorce, bankruptcy, you know, death, probate, criminal defense, etc. So what do? Well, you send out a newsletter that doesn't talk about the law. Yes, it will have your masthead on it, or your logo, your picture, your phone number, your email, and all that stuff at the top, so they'll know it's you. But the content of the newsletter won't be about the law. What should it be about? Well, it should resemble a Reader's Digest, where you have an article that's a recipe for Wolfgang Puck for, you know, sweet short ribs this month. An article that talks about this date in history. You know, Einstein came out with his theory of relativity this month. You may want to have a crossword puzzle. You know, some basic, fun, interesting content that people would like to read. You know, an article about a star. Let's say, you know, some new star got married, or, you know, there was some scandal, or, you know, some new star that was a man turns out to be gay, or turns out to be a woman, or whatever. You know, that kind of stuff. So that will keep people entertained, but it'll still have your information on it so they'll remember you. And over a period of time, you'll hear comments when referrals call you, and you'll say, "How'd you find me?" Well, you know, my friend so-and-so, or my husband, or my whoever, someone at church, they get this newsletter from you, you know, every month. They've been getting it for, I don't know, a bunch of months. So they just gave me a copy, or they emailed me a copy, and they said I should call you. So that's how I found you. That's a typical thing that you'll hear. And that's how the newsletters work. So, all right, so let me show you this tweak on how to really boost it up. It's going to be combined with getting testimonials and it's going to be combined with getting testimonials for you. So the best way we've found to start off a newsletter is to actually send out a survey to your past clients. And you want to incentivize the survey. We're not asking for reviews, but we're asking for a survey here. Typically, what we'll do is offer a $10 Amazon gift card. And when I've done this with some attorneys, they'll send you about 150 of their past clients, and they've gotten about a 35% response rate. So out of 150, you know, almost as much as 50 have responded to the survey. And 90-some-odd percent of the survey results have been overwhelmingly positive, because these guys are good attorneys, as I'm sure you are. So, you know, mostly positive results. In the survey, we asked, can we put your positive comments on the website? You know, and people, by default, by doing the survey, they give their consent, yes. So some of the attorney clients I've done this for, they've gotten 30 or 40 new testimonials for their website, because the survey question, one of them says, you know, how would you rate your experience with this firm? Okay, so that turns into a testimonial. So first of all, the website gets a huge boost in terms of credibility. All right, that's one great thing. The next thing is, once they complete the survey, we take them to a page that says, "Thanks for doing the survey. Your card is on the way. Oh, by the way, just put in your address, and we want to make sure we send it to the right place. Your card's on the way. Oh, if you had some good things to say in the survey, by the way, would you now mind posting a review on Google+, Yahoo, Yelp, you know, Judy's Book, City Circle, any of those places that people, you know, like to go?" And we have links to your personal accounts on each of those platforms. So now people just have to click the link, they go right to your profile, and they can put in a review. No, not everybody does this, but about 4 or 5 people out of the 40, you know, so about 10% of them will put a review. This is great, because it just gives you some new reviews online, gives you a lot more credibility, boosts you up. Plus, you've reignited your list. You've given them something of value. Now they're much more willing to listen to you and pay attention. And that's the number one way to start up a newsletter that I found. So, hope this helps you. Any questions, comments, you know, we're going to be doing more videos and more audios on topics like these to help you. You're welcome to contact me, Richard Jacobs, at speakeasymarketinginc.com or call 888-225-8594 and find out how to get this implemented in your practice and start boosting up your referral rate.